Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom biex xewqat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Campus FM jippreżenta Il-Balomba. Program li jagħti ħarsa lil aħħar ġrajiet u żviluppi relatati mal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.
Insemmilkom jina Jasmine Saliba nilqakom għall-edizzjoni tal-lum tal-programm il-Balomba, programm tal-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Fl-edizzjoni tal-lum se nkunu din nsegu ħajkun dominat mid-diskussjoni li kien fil-Parlament Ewropew kmiktar kmin din f'dawn il-ġranet, diskussjoni parlamentari li kienet immirata biex tistabilixxi wkoll il-futur x'ser ikun fil-dawl tal-pandemija tal-COVID-19. Ħadu sejn f'dan il-dibattitu l-President President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen, kif ukoll President tal-Kunsill Charles Michel u anka numru ta' membri parlamentari Ewropej fejn kollha sejħu għal aktar azzjoni koordinata Ewropea fejn tirrigwarda l-protezzjoni ta' ċittadini u anka s-sapport lill-ekonomija. Il-Membri Parlamentari Ewropew stabilixxu apprezzaw illi minnaħa tagħha l-Ewropa forsi se tatħadmet aktar malajr u aktar kmieni. Madankollu kien hemm ukoll element tal-ġenerożità tal-popli Ewropej illi kienu diskussi. Dawn il-punti kienu parti integrali minn dibattitu illi kellna fil-Parlament Ewropew li estenda fuq jumejn u li kien qiegħed jitratta u jiddiskuti ukoll is-sejħa għal strateġija komuni u pjan ta' irkupru waħdani li jkun ukoll ambizzjuż u jirrifletti il-budget il-ġdid li se jkollha il-Kummissjoni Ewropea biex timmitiga l-impatti soċjali, ekonomiċi u finanzjari li kellha il-pandemija. Se nisimgħu issa il-punti ewlenin li kien hemm fid-diskussjoni waqt dan il-dibattitu. Fit-tieni parti se nisimgħu d-diskors sħiħ illi għamlet il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen, partijiet minnu tradotti wkoll mill-Ingliż u l-parti però l-biċċa tagħha hija bl-Ingliż se jrid ċandar b'mod sħiħ.
The network of the European SMEs is a very strong pillar. It's important, it's essential to continue to support our SMEs and to give them the possibility to build a strong strategy for the future. Je pense aussi que la question de l'économie circulaire va devoir être développée davantage. Il y a des propositions très fortes, je le sais, ont été débattues déjà au Parlement européen, qui sont annoncées par la Commission européenne, parce que cette force du marché intérieur, cette capacité aussi à développer davantage l'économie circulaire, à se fonder sur l'agenda digital, sur cette transformation au travers du changement climatique également, elle doit nous donner l'occasion d'avoir plus de capacité d'indépendance stratégique au départ de l'Union européenne.
Europe has done more in the last 4 weeks than it did in the first 4 years in the last crisis. We have made our state aid rules more flexible than ever. In the last few days alone, we have approved schemes that will provide 1 billion euro to Croatian businesses, 1.2 billion for Greek SMEs, or 20 million to Portuguese fishermen. There are many more examples I could pick from Latvia and Estonia to Belgium or Sweden. For the first time in our history, we triggered the full flexibility and the Stability and Growth Pact. Along with bold measures taken by the European Central Bank, this provides unprecedented fiscal and financial power. And the last week's decision by EU financed ministers mean a further 500 billion euros will be available to all of those who need it. The starting point for this must be making our economies, societies and way of life more sustainable and resilient. Find the answers in this new world will require courage, trust and solidarity. We will need innovative solutions and more headroom in the MFF so it can unlock massive public and private investment. This will kickstart our economies and drive our recovery towards a more resilient, green and digital Europe. By that, we not only support, but reshape our industries and services today towards a new reality. While the crisis is symmetric, recovery is not. Because not only the virus hits, but also the economic shock, and some regions will bounce back and others will have a harder time. And therefore, cohesion and convergence will be more important than ever before.
En España supimos ayer que al menos hay 5.000 muertos que no han sido contabilizados, casi todo ancianos que murieron en casas o en residencias, y que conforme se vayan haciendo más tests, irán apareciendo más contagios. Nos equivocamos siempre cuando creemos que este virus irá por la hipótesis mejor. Este virus siempre apuesta por la hipótesis peor.
Esta pandemia del coronavirus nos ha golpeado de una manera que no podíamos haber imaginado. Nuestra seguridad, nuestra libertad de movimientos, nuestras vidas cotidianas aún no sabemos cómo cambiarán. Algunas cosas están fuera de control, es verdad, pero otras dependen de nosotros. Seamos claros, las decisiones que tomemos ahora depende que Europa salga reforzada o que los ciudadanos pierdan la confianza en este proyecto.
Nous allons construire le monde d'après par des leçons que nous tirons de cette crise. Premièrement, nous avons la responsabilité de tirer tous les enseignements de cette crise sanitaire. Nous n'allons pas faire face les choses mieux si nous ne reconnaissons pas qu'au début de cette crise, le repli sur soi de certains États membres et l'impuissance initiale de la Commission ont laissé un goût amer aux citoyens européens.
Le choc provoqué par le coronavirus révèle les failles de nos sociétés, faisant éclater au grand jour ce que de trop nombreux décideurs politiques jusqu'ici ne voulaient ni voir ni entendre. Aujourd'hui, certains font mine de découvrir que l'austérité tue, alors que des années de sous-financement de nos services de soins de santé et d'aide aux personnes âgées envoient à la mort des milliers de gens. Ils semblent découvrir combien une mondialisation guidée par le seul profit a rendu vulnérables nos sociétés.
I now give the floor to President von der Leyen, President of the Commission. Go ahead, you have the floor.
Dear President, dear President of Parliament, President of Council, ladies and gentlemen, members of Parliament, it's not easy to talk about the suffering Europe is going through, the suffering of the world at the moment. We understand that there are many victims and we are praying for the families in mourning. We promise we will relate their stories, to remember them, to remember their lives, and we will remember each and every one of them. We remember Julie, a young French woman. She had her whole life ahead of her. And Jan, a Czech historian who had always fought for his values. Or even Gino, the Italian doctor that had come back out of retirement to save other people's lives. We will remember these unbelievable gestures. Suzanne, for example, she left her ventilator to young people here in Belgium, and Francis as well, saying goodbye to his brother through a window in a hospital in Ireland. We'll remember the Polish mothers who won't see their babies grow up, these young Spanish footballers who won't be able to become football players. We'll never forget them, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, young people, elderly people in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west, friends, colleagues, neighbours, strangers, people who have things to say and want to see things, those that are still crying on the shoulders of their loved ones. All of these tens of thousands of stories break our heart a little further. But they will also reinforce our determination that for Europe to do whatever it can to save as many lives as possible.
You cannot overcome a pandemic of this speed and this scale without the truth. The truth about everything, the numbers, the science, the outlook, but also about our own actions. Yes, it is true that no one was really ready for this. It is also true that too many were not there on time when Italy needed a helping hand at the very beginning. And yes, for that, it is right that Europe as a whole offers a heartfelt apology. But saying sorry only counts for something if it changes behavior. And the truth is, too, that it did not take long before everyone realized that we must protect each other to protect ourselves. And the truth is that Europe has now become the world's beating heart of solidarity. The true Europe is standing up, the one that is there for each other when it is needed the most. The one where paramedics from Poland and doctors from Romania save lives in Italy. Where ventilators from Germany provide a lifeline in Spain. Where hospitals in Czechia treat the sick from France. And where patients from Bergamo are flown in clinics to Bonn. We've seen medical supplies go from Lithuania to Spain and respirators go from Denmark to Italy. In fact, we have seen every piece of equipment go in every direction across Europe from whoever can spare it to whoever that needs it. This makes me proud to be an European. Of course, there are still some who want to point fingers and deflect blame, and there are others who would rather talk like populists than tell unpopular truths. To this I say, stop it. Stop and have the courage to tell the truth. Have the courage to stand up for Europe. Because this union of ours will get us through. And it will be as strong tomorrow as we make it today. And if you need inspiration, just look at the way the people of Europe are standing together with empathy, humility, and humanity. And I pay tribute to all of them. To the delivery drivers and the food suppliers, the shopkeepers, the factory packers, and the balcony clappers. The companies changing their production lines to make the supplies we urgently need. I pay tribute to the Portuguese volunteers sewing masks for their neighbors, or the 7-year-old Greek pianist who composed an isolation waltz to keep people going. Above all else, I thank and I pay tribute to our heroes, the medics, the nurses, the care workers. They are the ones with bruises in their faces and tragic images in their hearts and minds. The ones holding the hands of the sick as softly and as lovingly as the families that cannot be there. They are the ones saving our lives and saving our honor. The ones we must protect so that they can protect us all. Und genau darauf konzentrieren wir.
And that's what we're focusing on. That's why we've put forward a supply of medical devices. That's why we're investing together in investigation into vaccines. That will be key for those who desperately need these devices. We have the best experts in the world. We've brought the best experts throughout Europe together who, by sharing their knowledge, can save lives. We can lift VAT of medical devices coming in from third countries. And this is a huge but simple promise. For every single euro we make available, we will be using it for every possible way to save lives. and to make sure that European lives are protected. That's why we've said that for all of the funds that are currently available in our budget to use this for this crisis, that's up to 3 billion euros going directly to where it's needed. New ventilators, new protection equipment, new tests for the most deprived, for the weakest, especially for those in the refugee camps. That's why we're saying that for each euro that comes from the European Structural and Cohesion Funds, we will put that into the fund to fight against the coronavirus. These funds can be sent to the most the regions where they're needed most, co-financing all of the other conditions will be lifted for the moment. So with this package that this House is going to vote on today, we are now reaching the limits of what we can do.
People's livelihoods. Europe has had economic crises before, but we have never had an economic shutdown like this. Nobody is to blame, and everybody will need support. We need unprecedented measures to do this and to make sure our economy is ready to bounce forward as soon as possible. And here again, the truth matters. Europe has done more in the last 4 weeks than it did in the first 4 years in the last crisis. We have made our state aid rules more flexible than ever. In the last few days alone, we have approved schemes that will provide 1 billion euro to Croatian businesses, 1.2 billion for Greek SMEs, or 20 million to Portuguese fishermen. There are many more examples I could pick, from Latvia and Estonia to Belgium or Sweden. For the first time in our history, we triggered the full flexibility and the Stability and Growth Pact. Along with bold measures taken by the European Central Bank, this provides unprecedented fiscal and financial power. And the last week's decision by EU financed ministers mean a further 500 billion euros will be available to all of those who need it. As part of this, I urge all member states to make the most of SURE, the new scheme proposed by the Commission to protect Europeans against the risk of unemployment. It will provide 100 billion to help governments make up the difference if your employer has reduced your hours or if you're self-employed and need help. The beauty of SURE is twofold. First, it will help those in need to pay their rents, bills and food and keep other businesses alive in the process. And second, it is the definition of European solidarity. The member state that can will put up guarantees so others can support the hardest hit in their countries. As a result of all this action, Europe's collective response is well above 3 trillion euros. This is the most impressive response anywhere in the world. But we know we will need more. A lot more. Because this will be a long haul and the world of tomorrow will look very different than that of yesterday. Honourable members, I am convinced that Europe can shape this new world if it works together and rediscovers its pioneering spirit. And for this, I want to cite a sentence from the Ventotene Manifesto, written by two of Italy's and Europe's greatest visionaries, Ernesto Rossi and Altiero Spinelli, one of our founding fathers, writing from their prison on a remote island at the height of the war, when all hope of a united Europe seemed lost, they gave us these words of confidence. The moment has arrived in which we must know how to discard old burdens, how to be ready for the new world that is coming, that will be so different from what we have imagined. Dear friends, this moment has arrived once again. The moment to put behind us the old divisions, disputes, and recriminations. To come out of our entrenched positions. The moment to be ready for that new world. To use all the power and our common spirit and the strength of our shared purposes. The starting point for this must be making our economies, societies, and way of life more sustainable and resilient. Find the answers in this new world will require courage, trust, and solidarity. And it will need massive investment to jumpstart our economies. We need a Marshall Plan for Europe's recovery, and it needs to be put in place immediately. There's only one instrument we have that is trusted by all member states, which is already in place, that can deliver quickly, it is transparent, and it is time-tested as an instrument for cohesion, convergence, and investment. And that is the European budget. The European budget will be the mothership of our recovery. And for that reason, the next seven-year budget must be different to what we have imagined, just as Spinelli said. We will use the power of the whole European budget to leverage the huge amount of investment we need to rebuild the single market after Corona. We will front-load it so we can power that investment in those crucial first years of recovery. Because this crisis is different from any other we have known. It is severely hitting healthy companies because public life has shut down. And this is why we will need innovative solutions and more headroom in the MFF so it can unlock massive public and private investment. This will kickstart our economies and drive our recovery towards a more resilient, green and digital Europe. By that, we not only support, but reshape our industries and services today towards a new reality. It will mean investing in our digital technologies, infrastructure and the innovation, such as 3D printing, to help us to be more independent and make the most of the new opportunities. And it also means doubling down on our growth strategy by investing in the European Green Deal. As the global recovery picks up, global warming will not slow down. First mover advantage will count double, and finding the right projects to invest in it will be key. A more modern and circular economy will make us less dependent and boost our resilience. And this is the lesson we need to learn from the crisis. Investing in large-scale innovation, renewables, clean transport, sustainable food, and nature restoration will be even more important than before. This is not only good for our economies. It is not only good for our environment, but it will reduce dependencies by shortening and diversifying our supply chains. And we need also to keep another reality in mind. While the crisis is symmetric, recovery is not. Because not only the virus hits, but also the economic shock. And some regions will bounce back, and others will have a harder time. And therefore, cohesion and convergence will be more important than ever before. The single market and cohesion policy are the two sides of the same coin. You need both to ensure prosperity across the whole European Union. Honourable members, this is the Europe that I believe can emerge from this crisis. One that does everything it can to protect lives and livelihoods. One that is open to the world but can take care of itself. One that is more resilient, green and digital, and that invests in its future together. This is the path to recovery. It will be a long road, and the world will be trying to find its way. The crisis will likely redefine our politics, our geopolitics, and possibly globalization itself. And in this new world, Europe will need to stick together through thick and thin. And as I look around in our union and I see all that humanity and that ingenuity, I know that we can and we will do just that. Honourable members, they say a strong soul shines bright after every storm. If we all stand up for Europe today with courage, trust, and solidarity, I know that tomorrow Europe's soul will shine brighter than ever before. Long live Europe. Vive l'Europe. Lang lebe Europa.
Grazie.
Thank you.
Beġġena fit-tmiem l-edizzjoni tal-lum tal-programm il-Balomba. Jiena Mbagħad ġieħ ringrazzjakom tal-attenzjoni u nawguralkom il-kumplament tal-jum it-tajjeb. Saħħa.
Għadkom kemm smajtu. Il-Balomba. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba. Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġjublilkom bi xewqa tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.